It is the briefing. It is Wednesday, the 19th of June. I don't know if I need to do that bit at the start, but we'll do it that way anyway. I've got Neil Docking. I've got Mo Stewart. We will get into Euros matches from yesterday. We'll do a little bit on Calafiori as well in there, because that link does appear to be one that's perpetuating, but I'm interested in its wider context. We will talk about Diogo Jota, who had an unfortunate goal ruled out, it's fair to say, and looked really, really sharp in the period of time that he was on the pitch. But I do want to start off with Miguel Delaney broke a story yesterday, Mo, about the African Cup of Nations potentially moving from May/June back into the idea of it being in the winter, December, so it doesn't clash with the Champions League. So it will be almost mid-December until mid-January, because that's when the Champions League has its month off now that there's the Swiss system. It just starts off, and the reason for that is that it's FIFA who want to do that. It's not the African Cup of Nations. It's FIFA who are putting that pressure on them, Mo, and the reason why is because they whacked this other thing in the calendar for the Club World Cup, and they're concerned with how that calendar's going to function. And first and foremost, it just feels to me to just be a little bit insulting towards the African Cup of Nations.
It is. It's like, why always us? And they end up getting moved, because this would be, what, I think the fourth time in the last 10 years that they've changed it, and it's changed from mid-season to post-season, from mid-season to post-season, basically depending upon the whims of other people. Because essentially, the argument against doing it in a post-season is the climate is more difficult for the players. But by that same token, it is something that most of the African players can and have dealt with in the past. So if you said to them, you're just going to have to deal with it, most of them would be like, okay. But unfortunately, there are other calendars, considerations in the postseason, which is why it's always ended up going back. And they don't seem to have much say in their own tournament, and it's extremely frustrating. And then you get into a situation where the conversation suddenly becomes around, well, obviously, Premier League clubs and European clubs won't release their players, and particularly for the next one, I believe, because it's in a World Cup year, FIFA have said that they won't obligate clubs to release them. So just at a stroke, or two strokes really, you've completely devalued one of the continental tournaments in comparison to all the others, and it just becomes a slippery slope, and I feel like we're already halfway down that slope anyway.